Captain Rinaldo, please tell us when you first heard about all of these bomb threats that were emailed today.
Approximately an hour and a half ago, numerous 911 calls started to come in from different organizations that had received these threats.
Any word on how many of those threats were affecting downtown Buffalo?
I believe that we have approximately five different locations in the city that have received these threats. We've been in contact with the state police, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, as well as the Erie County Sheriff's and the NFPA police, and figuring out exactly what the source was and what the trend is looking like. We have been informed that this has been going on nationwide. They are all similar emailed bomb threats, so we believe them to be of very low credibility, and we are currently addressing each and every one with any organization that's received one.
What were some of the buildings who received these threats, if you are at the liberty to share?
I believe as of right now, it's been the Ellicott Square building. It's been a law firm. It's been a different type of business. It's been Catholic Health, as well as UB, and I believe a few hospitals, as well as other colleges outside of Erie County.
How did this affect downtown traffic and other operations today?
Again, you know, we're handling it case by case. There could be some slight disruptions to traffic based on some police activity in the area. But again, I want to stress that the public should not be overly concerned with this. This was a nationwide attempt at these disruptions of these businesses. And, you know, we are working individually with each one to assess their particular situation and formulate a plan for them to address it.
How serious is a bomb threat, whether it's something like this, someone who just calls in, how serious can it be?
It's very serious. You can be charged locally at the state level with making a terroristic threat, but you can also be charged federally, as we saw in the case in South Buffalo. Whether or not you actually mail a device or a fake device, just the act of sending a threat, whether via phone or letter or email, is a serious crime and carries within it a heavy punishment.
And again, was anything found at any of the buildings that received the threats?
As of right now, no. Nothing suspicious has been found.
Are there any buildings that still need to be investigated, or have everyone had the all clear?
I believe at this point, everyone has been given the all clear. Some individual businesses are searching their property accordingly just to be extra sure. But at this point, as I said, you know, we are not finding this to be a very credible threat, but we take each and every one of these cases seriously. And again, it is a strain on manpower and resources to ensure public safety. And hence, we hope to get to the bottom of it and figure out who's responsible.
Considering that this is a national bomb threat situation, that this is happening all over the country, are you getting help from other agencies?
Yes, again, the state police, the sheriff's department, the NFTA police, we've been in contact with all of those agencies. And then federally, we're working with the Joint Terrorism Task Force. We have a detective assigned to that task force, and that's an offshoot of the FBI's task force. So.
Captain, any word on what the emails demanded?
I'm not going to reveal at this point exactly what the emails stated, other than that there was context in there that threatened an explosion at the property.